So this is an introductory talk about the four mind turnings together as a set of reflections, as an introduction to this retreat. And as Maitreya, I think both of us said last night, Maitreya and I, we did these reflections in our cooler on at least a couple, if not more, retreats, I think last year, and thought what a good retreat it would make to explore them in more depth. And I think in terms of the retreat themes we used to do, we used to have a going for refuge theme, exploring going for refuge in its levels and dimensions and so on, very much a sort of central teaching of the movement. And I think this particular retreat, these four sets of reflections, are very much connected, obviously, with going for refuge, because they're designed as a set of reflections to turn our minds away from illusory involvement in samsara towards Dharma practice. So there's a sense of going forth from what we would call false refuges, the things that we engage in, we think are going to last and give us lasting pleasure, towards true refuges, which ultimately, of course, are the three jewels. So there's a very strong emphasis of renunciation in terms of going forth from false refuges in this set of reflections and turning towards the Dharma, turning towards true refuges. And I know some of you have read around this material, and I think in some sets of reflections you come across the last reflection reflecting on the inadequacy of samsara. Sometimes it's just left like that, that that gives you an impetus to want liberation from the cycle of birth and death. but other sets of reflections, the way they're written, also as you look at the six realms in that last reflection, you empathise with the suffering, not just your own suffering, but the suffering of other beings. So the impetus to escape, as it were, from samsara is very much associated with doing that for the sake of all sentient beings. So very much associated with the Bodhisattva ideal, which of course is again very integral to our own way of looking at going for refuge, that there's an altruistic dimension of going for refuge. So the four mind turnings together are a set of reflections. They also encompass a rather lot of Dharmic teachings as we look into them. But they're also very primarily a set of reflections, so they're a method for turning our mind from just being involved in the pleasures of samsara towards the path and towards the Dharma. And they're called different things when you come across them. So sometimes it's the four mind turnings, which is what I call them here. Sometimes they're called the four ordinary preliminary practices, because they precede other preliminary practices. sometimes they're called the four thoughts that transform the mind. Sometimes they're called the four reminders, so the four reminders to turn from samsara towards nirvana, towards the Dharma. And sometimes four thoughts that touch the heart or change the heart, which I thought was quite nice. And so that very much brings into play the idea in Buddhism, isn't it, that citta is heart-mind, so it's not just a kind of conceptual thing, it's heart-based also. So you're trying to sort of, in a way, turn your whole being away from illusory involvement, attachment to samsara, towards the Dharma. So they're often said to be a bedrock of Buddhist or Dharmic practice, in that they encourage us to make our lives meaningful. And they also act as a mirror, because they're very much all to do with the nature of existence. So if we reflect upon them, we're confronted with reality, the reality of our life and the reality of life in general. So that enables us to generate faith in the Dharma and gives us motivation to practice the path.